for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, I just got an email that you guys finally have service on my street here in Kingston. I'm just wondering if that's correct or not. And if so, let's make a deal.
I can definitely check that for you. Can I get your name real quick, sir?
First name is Chuck, and last name is Cerny, C-E-R-N-Y.
Thank you very much for that, Chuck. Okay, what is your, you said you're in Kingston. What is your house and number?
338 South Wall Street.
You said Wall Street?
Yeah, South Wall Street.
All right, give me one second while I... I'm looking for it. Sorry about that. I'm having to go through our address lookup tool to just double check that things. And that's a W-A-L-L, correct?
Yeah. So just make sure though you're doing South Wall Street only because there is a Wall Street near us, but I'll on South Wall Street.
No worries. I'll double check that as well. So you said your house number is 338, correct?
Yep.
338 South Wall. There we are. It looks like we're going to be coming into your area. It looks like in-service date is going to be October 25th.
Okay, so it's coming pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll be out there in the next 8 weeks or so. We just started working on getting our fiber lines laid out in that area, so we should have service out there within the next 8 weeks.
Okay. So what do I do? Should I put my name on a list and you can contact me when it's good to go?
If you would like to, because your in-service date is actually available for us and we actually look close and it's something that we can do, we can actually get you signed up for service now to get you placed on the waiting list in order to get service installed. And once the 25th comes around, we'll be giving you a call to schedule that installation date if you like.
We could do that. I don't have to pay anything now, do I?
Unless you're required to pay the minimum deposit fee, which is $50 if it's a failed credit check or if you decline to do the credit check. Otherwise, no, you don't pay anything until service is installed.
Okay.
So would you like to set up today?
Yeah. I mean, it's as long as it costs me nothing.
Fantastic. Let me get this information in real quick. South Wall. There we are. And is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. And what speed of internet were you looking for? We have two options available at this time. We have our 1 and 2 gig networks. The differential is depending on use case. Usually it's like, are you streaming, doing a lot of like streaming, any kind of at home work or anything? If that was the case, I would recommend the higher 2 gig fiber network. Otherwise, 1 gig usually is good for most use cases.
I'm going to do 1 gig for now, see how it plays out, and maybe do 2 gig down the road, because I have 1 gig now, and it seems to be working okay.
No worries. That's perfectly fine. But how large is your home?
Like square footage?
Yeah.
Just a little over 1,000.
A little over 1,000. At that size, we do recommend one additional extender. It's not required. Again, same as like with the 2 gig service. If you're finding it lacking a little bit, you can always call us back and we can set up a Wi-Fi extender for you later.
I have some extenders in the house currently.
Those will work perfectly fine with our network, so no worries there. So we could just say zero for now. Are you in need of any kind of home phone service?
No.
No, fantastic. Alrighty, let's go into the next little few steps. Do you own or rent your property?
We own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they through the air or underground?
Utilities are through the air. We got the above ground wires.
Okay, no worries. Is your service address different from your billing address?
No.
Fantastic. And can you spell your name for me one more time just to make sure I'm putting it into our system correct?
First name Chuck, C-H-U-C-K. And last name, Cerny, C-E-R-N-Y.
What's a good email for you, Chuck?
C-C-E-R-N-Y.cc13@gmail.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me at, the 201-919-3979, is that a good contact number?
Yep, that's me.
Fantastic. And let me copy this over real quick. And we have a couple options of how we can contact you. We have phone, email, and text. Which one would you prefer?
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Do all three. It doesn't matter.
All three? All right. So I do have a couple disclosures I do have to read over for you. So here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. And let me assure you, we won't use this method for anything other than account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. And you do agree to receive phone calls, which may or may not be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors. At the phone number you provided with me today, you can revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
Fantastic. I have to go through all of them since you said all three is fine. And email is, you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts, special offers via email. You can unsubscribe anytime by contacting us at the phone number you dialed to reach me today, or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails.
Yes.
Alrighty, so we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet service. Looks like service will be available on the 25th. We'll give you a call sometime around there in order to get that scheduled out for that installation window. You're not needing any Wi-Fi extender since you do have some in your home. You're not looking for home phone service. And your address is 338 South Wall Street in Kingston, New York, 12401. You own your property and your utilities are through the air. And your billing address is not different from your service address. Now, as I stated, as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. This isn't going to affect your credit score, so don't worry about it. We're just checking to verify a few bits of information that you are who you say you are and see if that minimum deposit is required. You can opt out, but by doing so, we'll require you to pay that minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that credit check today?
Sure.
Fantastic. Let me copy over some of your information just to make sure I'm getting all that information correct for us. So give me one moment. In a moment here, I'll be asking for your social security number. And is Chuck your legal first name, or what's your legal first name?
Legal first name is Charles.
Charles?
Yep.
And Cerny is Cerny?
Correct.
Fantastic. Thank you much for that, Chuck. Copying over that phone number one more time just because it also asks for that. And whenever you're ready, go ahead with that social security number.
146-92-3208.
Thank you very much for that, Chuck. One second while that process is through. And you're a very good match for us, so no worries about needing to pay anything today.
Quick question, too. So I got a mailer from you guys, too. So after the two-year introductory price, whatever you want to call it, what does it actually go to after the $69.90 a month once you set up the automatic ACH payments?
So that automatic payment doesn't guarantee you a $10 discount, which brings it down to $69.99, as stated in the flyers. At this time, we don't know what the price variation is going to be. We're still new in the area and a new service in general. We've only been had services started since March of this year, so we've only been going for about 4 or 5 months now. So right now, we don't know what that increase is going to be. We're waiting to get a bit more market data in before our corporate offices make any kind of assumptions or negotiations on differentials of price. As far as we have been informed, those prices will not increase even after those 2 years are up.
That would be good. Coming to you because Spectrum can go to hell.
I hear you. A lot of people are saying the exact same thing. All right. And you said, did you want to enroll in that ACH auto payment with paperless billing?
Can I do it at the time of service?
You would need to do it before service, or else that $10 discount that you would receive won't be available. You can always do so through your account portal at any time before service. Again, you have about 8 weeks before service is enrolled, so you would need to do that at least before October 25th in order to receive that $10 discount.
Okay, and the portal you're talking about, I have access to that now?
Yes. As soon as we complete all of this information, you'll receive two emails. The first email is just going to be an overview of the order, pretty much everything we've gone over with today. And We'll let you know saying, hey, you're good to go. We'll call you when we're ready to schedule. And then the second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account portal. This online account portal will just use your email address that you provided with us as your login, and it will provide you, and it will also have a small temporary password as well as a link. Once you click that link, it'll ask you to log in for the first time using that temporary password, ask you to set up your security questions like mother's maiden name, favorite dog, you know, the standard security questions you can think. And then it'll ask you to create a new password, which will be your permanent password for your account portal going forward.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right, so right now we'll just say no. Did you at least want to enroll in paperless billing so it makes that process a little bit easier? Paperless, you're not going to get that discount. Most people go paperless these days. All right.
I don't need more mail.
I hear you. Now, before I continue, I do have a couple of we call them disclosures, as terms and conditions essentially, that we do need to go over. Sure. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service has been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online. Once you set up auto payments, you don't have to worry about paying your bill online, so don't worry about that. By setting up your online account, you're automatically enrolled in this account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Fantastic. You said you got one of our little mail flyers. That's fantastic. That's how most people have been hearing about us. We've also been in search browsers. People have been getting, you know, direct emails and everything. So it's good to know that one of the flyers got out to somebody.
Truthfully, I just did a Google search because I can just raise my price again. And I was like, I've had enough.
Oh, no, that's not good. So is there anything our installer should be aware about on your property, such as buried wired septic tanks, any large moving equipment?
No, I mean, when they're here, it's, you know, they come right to the front door basically, and the all the cable box and stuff is all on the side of the house.
All right, fantastic. And do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about today's, you know, call?
Nope.
Fantastic. Simple. I'm going to make sure that gets placed right now, and we should be good to go. Like I said, we'll be giving you a call sometime between probably October 21st and the 25th. We'll probably start on the 25th. So if you do get a call from I believe it's an 855 number that we all have. Let me double check that. So yeah, it should be coming from an 855-272 number with four digits after that, depending on which agent is communicating with you at that time. And at that time, we'll be calling to get you set up for service. So just so you're aware, we do get those calls. A lot of people are like, I don't recognize this number. It's not New York. Why is it coming out of Alabama? I've gotten those calls, but you are good to go, Chuck.
I get it. I mean, I screen all my calls.
Yeah, I understand that. So, but you are good to go, Chuck. We've got you installed and ready to go for October 25th at the earliest. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, do you guys have any referral program or anything like that?
Sadly, we don't offer a referral program. The best we can do is say, hey, cool, you got referred to by somebody who, you know, enrolled in service ourselves. So please, by all means, go ahead and check them out.
Well, if you haven't hit my neighbors yet, I'm sure you should hit my neighbors with these flyers.
We'll probably get to them eventually. They'll probably be like, let me at least call them and find out what's going on. All right. But Chuck, if there's nothing else, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family, and we look forward to giving you a call back to get your service set up sometime in the late time of October, near right around Halloween.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.